2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. It's Memorial Day weekend, a time when we reflect on those in the military who have given their lives for this great country. It's also a time when we reflect on those of our loved ones who have passed away and who are no longer with us. For those who are here, there's often a divide between the generations in particular about religion and sometimes about music. And often those are combined. I've been thinking for some reason this weekend about how rock music is often associated with being irreligious at best and often anti-religious. And to a certain extent, it is. And yet somehow it's still very important and foremost in the lives of many young people, teenagers, young adults. I remember growing up, I was reminded from time to time by my parents and often by seminary teachers and a few institute teachers to be careful about the bad influence of rock music. Good advice. And for the most part, they were right. And yet, if you look closely, there is some rock music that has uplifting messages. One of those that's not particularly religious, but has a great message nonetheless, is Eminem's song, the rapper. The guy had a song that came out just after 9/11 called Lose Yourself. If you overlook some of the profanity, the message is don't miss your chances to succeed in life. If you were asked to name rock music that has positive lyrics about God, about Jesus, or an afterlife, you might think that that's kind of like asking for the impossible or something that doesn't exist. But even though they are infrequent, they are there, and sometimes from some really unlikely places. Let's talk about some of my favorite unlikely places, if you will, that we find references to God in rock music. And when I say favorite, it's not because I like necessarily the songs involved, but it's fascinating to me, and I like the idea that deep down inside, in some of the hearts of people who would not find very religious, there is an element of belief in God. I wanted to start off with one of my very favorites. This is a 1970s Motown band, a black band that did sort of rhythm and blues hits. They had one song that was on the charts for a long, long time. It was called Give Me Just a Little More Time. They also had a song that was a little bit less popular. It was called On My Way to a Better Place. And some of the lyrics are, quote, I'm on my way to a better place. I'm leaving hate and prejudice behind. I'm on my way to a better place. Now, some might say, this sounds like a suicide song, Martin, you're missing the boat. Well, it's not. It goes on from here, quote, destination is love. Come go with me there. It's all in your mind. We all need to be there. I'm giving Jesus Christ my heart and soul. See, so it's about finding a better place. And where's that better place? Giving Jesus Christ your heart and soul. I'm on my way to a better place. Come on with me. Peace, love, and joy are better ways. It ain't hard to find. It's all in your mind. Close quote. Kind of nice lyrics, fascinating lyrics from a great band from the early 70s. Here's an unlikely source, if there ever was one. Very kind of a hard rock band called Depeche Mode from the late 1980s. They had a song called Personal Jesus. Now, you might think that's about finding Jesus as your personal savior. Not quite, but the message is still pretty good. Personal Jesus has as its message the idea of being like Jesus is for other people. In other words, be a personal Jesus to your friends. Help them. Be as good for your friends and those you run into as Jesus would be for you. In other words, treat everyone you run into the very best way you can. Unlikely band, unlikely message, but a great message. There's a song from the late 1990s by a moderately popular rock band called Neutral Milk Hotel. They wrote a song called King of Carrot Flowers. I know, unusual song for both the band and the song. But this band's songwriter and singer, Jeff Mangum, delivers this message in his song. Quote, I love you, Jesus Christ, I love you. Close quote. The album notes say the song is intended to convey the idea that all things and all people seem to contain some kind of light within them. So it's about Jesus and the white, loving light that we can all find within ourselves. Fascinating song. To show that some people with questionable habits can still see Jesus as a savior and a great person, the Doobie Brothers, obviously involved in drugs from the song of their band, had a 1972 hit called Jesus is Just All Right. Part of the lyrics are, quote, Jesus, he's my brother. Jesus, he's my friend. Close quote. When asked by reporters if the band had converted to Christianity, the lead singer of the Doobie Brothers said, quote, no, we don't think about these kinds of lyrics too much, but maybe we ought to. Close quote. I thought that was very honest and very telling. Another fascinating band, Spaceman 3 from 1986, had a fairly well-received song called Walking with Jesus. The band's prolific songwriter, the guy wrote all kinds of music for bands other than his own, a guy named Jason Pierce, regularly mentions the Lord in his songs, and he especially appeals to the Lord in his songs. And he explains about this, describing his own personal conversations with God as coming from a place in him, and this is a direct quote from him, quote, Dear God, please save a wretch like me, and I sing these things with a kind of desperation, close quote. Fascinating. Somebody who sees their life as off track in some ways and still reaches out for Jesus. 1973, band ZZ Top. Song, Jesus Just Left Chicago, from their third album. Now, some saw that as kind of a cheesy, irreverent reference to Jesus, but it really isn't. If you listen to it, it talks about Jesus leaving Chicago, going to New Orleans, stopping at all kinds of points in between, eventually going to California, changing water into wine. It's quite a fascinating song. There is not a single negative comment about Jesus in that song. I actually quite like it. Time for one more, probably the most unlikely one that I'm going to mention. In 1971, a band called Black Sabbath, which, you know, even the name of the band just makes parents shiver and shake their head. But because the band, I think they had their name for attention, but their guitarist, their bass guitarist, was really worried about the idea that kids would see the title of their band as anti-religious. Of course, who wouldn't? But he was raised a strict Catholic, and he wrote this song called After Forever, and part of it says this, quote, for people who think it's cool not to believe in God, Could it be you're afraid of what your friends might say if they knew you believe in God above? They should realize before they criticize that God is the only way to love. Close quote. Kind of an unusual message from an unusual source. Black Sabbath. All right. We'll be right back after this. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. Stay tuned. We're back. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. On this Memorial Day weekend, I'm talking about perhaps a way to bridge the gap occasionally between youth and their parents or the older generation who sometimes don't see eye to eye on religion and on rock music. And that's understandable. But maybe one of the messages from some of the parents is that even in some of the most unlikely sources in rock music, we can find some messages about Jesus and what he did. So even people who aren't always living their life in the most appropriate ways can still acknowledge Jesus and God and do better. Great message. There's a song by Sufjan Stevens from 2004. Well, two of them. I'll mention two. There's a song called To Be Alone With You and another one called The Transfiguration. Sufjan Stevens does identify as a Christian songwriter, and his music has all kinds of Christian themes in it. But he's a real crossover musician because a lot of his music is something that kids and young adults can find on a lot of the serious rock stations. And so he's a fascinating one. In his song, To Be Alone With You, Stevens has this direct conversation with Christ, expressing awe and admiration for his sacrifice. And in his song, The Transfiguration, he retells about the New Testament episode of the Transfiguration. And he says this about what he's trying to do is religious music in rock form. It's fascinating. Interesting guy. There's a band from the 1990s called King Missile. They had a song entitled Jesus Was Way Cool. This is kind of a young band, not real erudite, if I could say it that way. Their main singer and songwriter, a guy named John Hall, claimed that on more than one occasion, quote, Jesus got me signed to Atlantic Records, close quote. And he was serious. And hence he wrote a song called Jesus Is Way Cool. And in one of his interviews about that song, he said, Jesus was so cool, he could have played the guitar even better than Jimi Hendrix, which is about the coolest way that somebody from his generation could describe Jesus with superhuman talents and qualities. I like that. Quite an endearing comment. Norman Greenbaum wrote a song in 1969 that was a runaway smash hit called Spirit in the Sky. Norman Greenbaum was kind of a Jewish hippie, but he's very pro-Jewish. And part of the lyrics in his song, Spirit in the Sky, say this, quote, prepare yourself, you know it's a must. You gotta have a friend in Jesus. So you know that when you die, he's going to recommend you to that great spirit in the sky, close quote. Kelly Stoles, in 2006, wrote a song called If You Ever Thought of Coming Back, about the second coming. And in his song, he addresses it directly to, quote, the man from Nazareth. And in one of the opening lines, we hear this, quote, Jesus Christ, what have you been doing all this time? Jesus Christ, if you ever thought of coming back, now might be a really good time, close quote. He's seeing the difficulties and trials in the world and hoping that Jesus will come back. Kind of a fascinating comment. Velvet Underground in 1969 had a song simply entitled Jesus. Now, this is a guy who was often really gritty, kind of harsh, talked about the horrors of drugs and many other things. But in one of his songs entitled Jesus, we hear this plea, quote, "Help me find my proper place and help me in my weakness because I'm falling out of grace," close quote. Clear reference to Jesus as his savior, not often found in rock music. Here's one that is kind of fascinating to me. Bruce Springsteen, 2005, quote, "Jesus was an only son," close quote. It's about our humanity housing a trace of divinity within us and how he hopes that choices that we make as children will help us stand apart and be better in the future. A fascinating song. "Jesus Was an Only Son," Bruce Springsteen, 2005. There's a song called Big Star called "Jesus Christ" that came out in 1978. In it, the songwriter Alex Chilton says, quote, "Angels from the realms of glory, lo, they did rejoice, fine and pure of voice, leading up to Jesus Christ born this day," close quote. This is a Christmas song, but it's a fabulous one, and it's really well sung, and it doesn't sound like a Christmas song. It's kind of fascinating. There's a band in 97 called The Promise Ring. They did a song called "Be Is for Bethlehem." The song has the idea that Jesus, as Savior, gave his life for people, even people who don't really realize it. And at one place in the song, he says, quote, "Jesus was a fisherman, fishing men from the devil's hand," close quote. And now we get to the only one that we have time left for, which is probably my favorite one, Don McLean's American Pie, 1971. Here's a guy lamenting that the Spirit of God is less prevalent in America than before. He has serious references throughout to Jesus, to God, to the Holy Ghost, and he describes them in very Latter-day Saintish type ways, very anthropomorphic, very much like people. He talks about he can't remember if he cried when he read about his widowed bride, talking about President Kennedy's being shot. He talks about the Bible, quote, "Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above if the Bible tells you so?" And then he actually pokes fun about rock and roll, even though this is a rock and roll song, when he says that it can't really save you. Quote, "Do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your immortal soul?" He's telling us it can't. Place your faith in a better place than rock and roll. Then he references, "While Lennon read a book on Marx, quartets practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark the day the music died." His reference here is the fact that while horrendous things were going on around the world, we have communism proliferating, Marxist ideas spreading even here in the United States. People are oblivious, and they're just listening to quartets practicing in the park. He talks about Helter Skelter, a clear reference to the horrible murders by Charles Manson's group. And then he goes on and talks about a generation lost in space, which is kind of a funny reference to one of the TV shows of the time and how the generation that watches it is somehow lost. And he's hoping that Satan's spell could be broken. Quote, "No angel born in hell could break Satan's spell," but he's hoping they can. And then we get to the part that's fascinating. He asks a girl who sings the blues for some happy news, but she turns away. And this is because the music has died. And then, quote, "But not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, They caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. Fascinating. Three men I admire most, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Very anthropomorphic terms. I hope rock music can in some way bridge the generations and that you can realize that even in those who don't often do great things, occasionally you see glimpses of references and realizations that God, Jesus, and an afterlife are present. Join me next week. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today.